Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Pei Beis, and we will begin on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. As Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we finish our Masechta. We learned in the Mishnah, Hegdilu Ze Yoshim B'Ksusai. Once the children grow up, then a father may not sleep together with a daughter with bodily contact, a mother may not sleep with a son with bodily contact. V'kama, at what age does that happen? Amar of Ada Bar Azi, Bar Avaza Amar of Asi, Tanoikis Bas Teisha Shon of Yom Echad, a girl when she's 9 years old, Tinok, a boy, Ben Shdeimester Shon of Yom Echad, when he's 12 years old. Ikadamri, a different version that actually gives it a later date, Tinoikis, a girl when she's Bas Shdeimester Shon of Yom Echad, when she's 12 years old, Tinok, a boy, Ben Shloshester Shon of Yom Echad, when he's 13 years old. It says the Gemara actually zev zev kedeshiu shadaim nechona v'sireich tzimeich. Really, they're both saying the same shir. The shir is when they're both to the age where they have developed breasts and the hair are grown. When a girl and a boy come to a certain level of physical maturity, at that point, parents may not sleep with them with bodily contact. Amar Rathman Barah Papa Amar Avchizda Loi Shanu. All of these shiurim that we're discussing is Elish Ein Abusha Lam Lufana of Arum, that the girl is not embarrassed to stand in front of her grandfather and in front of her father without any clothing. Ava Busha Lam Lufana of Arum, once she's embarrassed to stand in front of her father without any clothing, it makes no difference what age she is. Usur, they may not sleep with bodily contact. My tama, yetsa albasha. The fact that she's embarrassed to stand in front of a parent in such a way is a clear indication that she already understands what intimate relations are all about, and therefore it's inappropriate that a parent should sleep next to them with bodily contact at that age. Says the Gemara of Achabar Abba Ikalabe Rav Chizda Chasnei. Rav Achabar Abba came to visit his daughter. She was married to Rav Chizda, his son-in-law. Shakle Labasparte, he took his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, Oisfei Bekanfei, and he put her under his blanket. They slept with bodily contact. Omalei, so Rav Chizda asked him, Loisavla Mar the Mekacha, don't you know that she's already Mekudeshes? And once she's Mekudeshes, no matter what age she is, it's inappropriate for you to sleep with her with bodily contact. Omleis, Rav Acha said to Rav Chizda, Avarat Alach Ad Rav, you were over what Rav said, because we learned earlier in our Masechta on Daf Mem Aleph, Dom Rav Yudom Rav, Bitaim Rav Elazar, Asla Adam Shikadishes Bita Kshiktana. A person is not supposed to marry off his daughter when she's so young. And therefore, how did you marry her off? Acha Tagdal, because a girl should not be married off until she becomes old enough to say, time of a plenty, and he writes, I want specifically this man. So Rav Chizda said to his son-in-law, Mar Nami Ovid Le'ad Shmu. So Rav Chizda said to his father-in-law, you transgressed what Shmu said. Dom Shmu, Emishtam Shemisha. It's inappropriate to have this kind of contact with a woman. Amalei, so he said to him, Anok Idach the Shmu Sfirlei. I was acting according to another opinion of what Shmu said. Shmuel said, Hakol Hashem Shemayim. Even though one's not supposed to have this kind of contact with a woman, but if it's Hashem Shemayim, that's permitted, and that's what my intention here was. My intention here was to show her mother, my granddaughter's mother, who's my daughter, how much I love her children, and I want to have contact with them. The Paiskim say that this is the basis why we perhaps have some level of contact with women, if it's L'shem Shemayim, to make a Kiddush Hashem, to act in a normal fashion, that is permitted. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yilmat Odom Ravak Seifrin. A person who's not married should not be a teacher of small children. So there's two pshatim how to understand the word seifrim. Rashi says seifrim is referring to the Milami, to the Rebbe. Layimat Anam Ravak Seifrim, a person who's a bachelor should not be a Rebbe. Tysus learns Layimat Adam Ravak Seifrim means that a Layimat Adam Ravak, somebody who's a bachelor, should not teach Seifrim, should not teach children, should not be a Rebbe for small children. Furthermore, V'lay Silmat Isha Seifrim, a woman should not be a teacher of small children. And as the Paiskin point out, our Mishnah differentiates between a man and a woman. By man, it's specifically a Ravok. A person who's not married should not be a Rebbe. On the other hand, when it speaks about a woman, the Mishnah doesn't differentiate between men and women. The Mishnah says a woman should not be a teacher of small children. Seemingly, the Paiskim say, because there's more of a concern of coming to Yichud by a woman than by a man, and therefore we're more concerned by a woman not being a teacher versus a man. Rabbi Lezer Omer, af mi she'ein le'isha lo'yom etzayfim. Someone who doesn't have a wife should not be a Rebbe. What Rabbi Lezer is coming to teach us, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment. Yudaima le'yira ravak behema, a bachelor should not be somebody who is a shepherd for animals. V'loyishin shnei revokim b'talos achas, nor should two unmarried men sleep under one blanket. V'cham matirim, the cham say that it's mutter. My tama, what's the reason that a bachelor should not be a teacher? Should not be a teacher. Ilan mishum yinukei, we're concerned that he may act inappropriately with the boys. V'tanya amr lo l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo nichshadu Yisrael, amishkav zachav lo behema, we're not concerned about Klal Yisrael acting with homosexual acts, nor with bestiality. El Ravik, mishum imesad yinuki, by the bachelor we're worried about the mothers of the children who bring their children to the year. Shiva, Isha, and by a woman, we're concerned mishum avasad yinuki, the fathers will bring, and they shouldn't come into contact. Rabbi Lezer said, af mi she'ein loy, someone who doesn't have a wife, lo yimat soifrim. So obviously, Rabbi Lezer is coming to add something, to be machmer. And the Gemara wants to understand exactly what is he coming to say. Ibai luhu, mi she'ein loy she'klal, does he mean to say that someone who doesn't have a wife at all, that person should not be a Rebbe? In other words, Rabbi Lezer's stringency according to this would be that, according to Tanakhama, someone who was never married should not be a Rebbe. According to Rabbi Lezer, even if he was married, but if he's currently not married, he shouldn't be a Rebbe. Or maybe Rabbi Lezer's even being stricter, that even if he's married, however, if his wife is not living with him, he should not be a Rebbe. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa says clearly, af mishieshloi, even if someone is married, however, he's not living with his wife, according to Rebbe Lezer, he's not going to be a teacher. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Yudam Elayira, nor should should a single person take care of animals, nor should he two such spatulas sleep with one blanket. However, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, as we just quoted the Brisa a moment ago, Amr loy l'Rabbi Yehuda, the Chazal said to Rabbi Yehuda, l'nech shdi Yisrael ha-mishkav zachav loy l'behema, we're not concerned that Klai Yisrael will act appropriately in this way. Says the Mishnah, as we begin the last Mishnah be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach of the Masechta, kol shasokef im anoshim, anyone who does business with women, loy shiachir im anoshim, should not have yichud with women. And there's a three-way machloikis rishonim, how to understand what our Mishnah is saying. Rashi says that even though we learned earlier that one man may not be mishyachid with two women, but with more than two women, one man may be mishyachid, comes our Mishnah to say that even that a person who's iskoy imanoshim may not be mishyachid even with many women. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos' pshat is that we learned earlier one of the heterim of Yichud is ishtoi mishamatoi, that his wife makes sure that he doesn't act inappropriately. Says our Mishnah that person who's iskay im anashim doesn't have the heter of ishtay mishamritay. And la'alocha, the Paiskim say, we should follow both of these opinions, and the person who's iskay im anashim doesn't have a heter to be mesiachet with many women, nor does he have a heter of ishtay mishamritay. However, the Tosfos HaRosh has a very different interpretation of this. Tosfos HaRosh says that the Mishnah is teaching us that we would think, since this is an individual who's iskoy im anoshim, she comes into a lot of contact with women, so maybe the halachas of yichud should not apply to him. Teaches us the Mishnah that all the halachas of yichud that we have learned apply to him equally as with anyone else. V'lo yalmed adam es benoy umnes hanoshim. A person should not teach his child to pshatim. One shot is a person should not teach his child a job that requires him to come into a lot of contact with women. Or another shot is one should be careful that to separate men and women when they study together, they shouldn't be mixed. Ramei Omer, La'olam Yilmat Adam Es Benoy Omnes Nekiya V'Kala. A person should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. The Farshim say, Pash Pshat, a clean means that it's clean from needing to do anything dishonest. And Kala, some say, means that it doesn't involve heavy labor. Others say it doesn't involve taking risky investments. Another Pshat is Kala V'Nikia, means a job that doesn't take up a lot of time. The Mashal says this Pshat. He shouldn't take a job that takes up a lot of time, because by taking such a job, he won't have time to learn. Yispalo, rather what a person should do is he should daven the Misha Oyser and the Chosim Shaloi, to the one who has ultimately all of the wealth. She'ein umnes, there is no trade. She'ein by Aeneas for Shiris, that you don't have people who are less successful and more successful. For Shaloi, however, a person should be recognized. Shaloi Aeneas min umnes, it's not the job that makes us wealthy or poor. Ella hako lefi schusim. Everything is according to one's schusim. That's what decides if you should be poor or wealthy. Taisa says that when the Mishnah says the word schus, it doesn't mean schus, a person's merit. Rather, Taisa says what it means is a person's mazel. Even though the Mefarshim ask, we know that ain't mazel Yisrael. So how could our Gemara say hakol Taisu says that it goes according to the mazel? So there are a number of pshatim. One pshat is that even though ain't mazel Yisrael, but through tefillah or through acting appropriately, one could change his mazel. So Taisu is saying simply we follow a person's mazel. But if the person davens or acts appropriately, he could change his mazel. Another pshat is that all Ein Mazel Yisrael means that all of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, as a nation, we're not affected by a mazel. We're a malam and a mazel. But here we're talking about an individual. An individual is subject to his mazel. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah further, Shim Velazo Oima, Re'isa Miyamecha, did you ever see a chaya v'oif sheshlam umnes? An animal or a bird that has a job. They mispanis in Shlevitzar. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them panosa without any hard work. Valoiloi nivra elishem sheni. They were only created to serve us. Vani nivreis l'sham shkaini. I, who was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't a din Shlevitzpanis b'tzar. So certainly I should have panosa without any difficulty. El shirati maisi. Since we didn't act appropriately, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us panosa that easily. The Mashal points out by the animal, the Mishnah uses the words Elolishem Sheini. By the person, it says, doesn't say the word Ezloi Nevresi Elo. So he says, because an animal, on one hand, doesn't have Bechira. A person, on the other hand, has Bechira, and that's what makes it more difficult for us. Here also the Pais can point out that since our Mishnah says that animals were created to serve us, that's why Api Halacha, the Pais can say, one can conduct experiments on animals to see if the medicine works, or other experiments the Halacha permits be done with animals on behalf of humans, because as our Mishnah says, animals were created Elo Shem Sheni. But of course we have to remember that in all these cases we have to worry about Tsar Baal Chayim, and in fact that's why the Chinuch says that Shechita is done specifically with a very sharp knife without any nicks, because even though we're allowed to slaughter an animal on our behalf in order to be able to eat it, it has to be done in the most painless way possible. Continues the Mishnah. Abagurian ish tzai da oim mishum abagurya. Lo yuman adam es benoi chamar. A person shouldn't teach his son to be a donkey driver or a camel driver. A katon is a wagon driver, or safin is a sailor. All of these people, Rashi explains, sometimes end up being thieves. They steal supplies from people who ask them to transport items. Others say they don't follow the terms of employment that they were taken with. Raya, a person shouldn't be a shepherd. Many times the shepherds would take animals into other fields that weren't theirs. V'chenveni is a storekeeper. Here too, there is a concern that the storekeeper will not be honest in his weight, or he may mix water into the wine. Shemnasen umnislistim, all of these jobs involve, can lead to dishonesty. Yehudaim mishmo, hachamarim, donkey drivers, Ruben Rishoyim. As we said, sometimes they act dishonestly. However, vagamolim, Ruben Kshayim, camel drivers, they usually used the camel when they went in the desert. And the desert was a very dangerous place. So somebody who drives constantly in the desert has this level of Yerushalayim that he's going to be careful not to do anything wrong, because he's constantly fearful for his life. In fact, the Mefarshim say, we know that Arba'at Tzrichim L'Hoydus, there are four types of people that have to say Birchas HaGomel, and one is the Yardei Hayam, Holchim Edberius, people that travel. So the question would be, how could somebody travel for a job if it involves danger traveling in these places? The halach is, however, if that's what's required for one's panasa, one may do it. And in fact, that's what we say in the bracha, hagoymel l'chayovim toivis. On one hand, the person that has to go to these dangerous places is considered chayovim, that he was put into such a situation. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goymel to everyone, even to such individuals, Toivis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him and all people good. Continues the Mishnah, Hasafonim, Rumech Sodim, Chsidim. Sailors are usually very righteous. The reason sailors are very righteous is, as the Mefarshim explained, the only thing separating them from being in a very big tzara is just a plank of wood. So that brings to them that they should act properly. Toiv sheberoifim legehenim. The best of physicians goes to Gehenim. And this is a Gemara that many, many Mefarshim have set pshatim. One pshat Rashi says that a doctor is not usually worried about his health. He knows what medicines to take, what foods to eat, and therefore he doesn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is that a poor person comes to him and he refuses to take care of the patient, and that brings him, and that of course is very inappropriate. The Toiv Sheberoifim Gehenim, such a doctor should go to Gehenim. Another pshat, what Kivega says, is that a doctor sometimes has to act sometimes harshly. A doctor has to administer a tough medicine, a tough procedure. But that's all right. That's what a doctor is supposed to do. But toiv shvaroifim, if somebody takes this attribute of doctors, he's not a doctor, but he uses this midah of achzarius, of being tough, when he isn't a doctor, l'gehenim. That doctor goes to gehenim. Another pshat that the mefarshim is that sometimes the doctors don't take care of the patients. They prolong their illness. They don't give them medicines that will heal them quickly, because they want that the patient should still remain a patient and pay them. That is l'gehenim, an act that causes one to be go to gehenim. The mashah explains that sometimes a doctor thinks that it's he who's healing the patient, as if everything is in his control and his power. Having such an attitude is l'gehenim, is a way to end up with gehenim. Another pshat, type shabaroifim l'gehenim, is that there is no job that involves gashmius as much as a doctor. A doctor is taking care of a person's body. A person is supposed to be more connected to ruchnius than to gashmius. Taiv shabaroifim, the best doctor who is so connected to gashmius, that is a way of ending up in Gehenna. I saw a vart from Aaron Belzer. Taiv shabaroifim, if l'gehenim, a doctor, what should be his attitude before he goes to take care of a patient is l'gehenim. He should realize the seriousness of the job that he has. Taiv shabaroifim, if you want to be a good doctor, l'gehenim, you should recognize that you're playing with human lives, which could end you up, which could cause you to end up in gehenim. Another pshat is that a doctor's life, a good doctor's life, is not necessarily an easy life, because he has to be constantly on call. Taiv shabaroifim, a doctor who, what do you call it, that has, who acts properly and is constantly busy with his patients, has a life of l'gehenim. Another pshat that I saw from the Brisker Rav is the Brisker Rav says, what is the difference between a doctor and a Rav? A Rav gets a shayla sometimes about a chicken. He says, what's the difference in value between a kosher chicken and a non-kosher chicken? It's meaningless. Yet, the doctor, the Rav, doesn't pass in the shayla quickly. He thinks about it. He consults with other rabbonim. Taiv shabaroifim, a doctor who thinks that he's such a great doctor and he doesn't need to consult with anybody else, with gehenim, that doctor will end up in gehenim. Continues the Mishnah. V'akoshesh shabatabachim, the best, the most righteous of shoichtim, shutfe shel amalek, is a partner with amalek. Here too there are many pshatim. One pshat is that such a doctor, such a person, has to constantly have to make decisions regarding kashrus, and it's hard sometimes to make the decision because it involves losing money, because if the animal ends up being not kosher, he can't sell it for kosher. So just like we find by Amalek, as the Mefarshim explained, Amalek's grandfather was Eliphaz, Amalek's father was Eliphaz, and we know that Eliphaz was a person who was a thief. He took all of Yaakov Avinu's money. So too, sometimes Tabochim act in that way. Another pshat, the Farshim say, that typically, who is a person that is a Taboch? Who is typically a person who's a butcher? Somebody who has in himself the Midas HaZorius, the person who could be very cruel. And that's the same Midah that Amalek had, that he showed us that terrible cruelty. Rabbi Neroi Oimer, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Neroi said, Maniach ani kol umne shabaylam, I put aside every trade in the world, the any milaminas b'ni ala Torah, I will only teach my son Torah. Sha'adam oichel schar ba'ilam ha'aza, a person benefits from its rewards in this world, the karen kayemus la'ilam haba, and the principle remains in the next world. So Mefarshim ask that we know, it says in Pirkei Avos, Shekol Torah she'ein imam melacha, soifa b'teila v'gereris oven. So how do we say that a person is supposed to learn only Torah? So the Mashah explains that we know, it says also Pirkei Avos, What Rav Naroi didn't mean to say that one shouldn't have a job. What Rav Naroi said was that a person should have, even if he has his job, Torah should be his main kvis. Another pshat that many paiskim suggest, many farshim suggest, the Briskerov says this pshat, is that there are certain people who have the ability, the mental ability, and the other abilities that are required to spend their days just sitting and learning. And that's what the Mefarshim say, that is what Rav Naroi is saying. If you are such a person that you could devote your time completely to learning, that is the person that should, that's what Rav Naroi said to him, you should spend your time learning, or you should spend all of your time learning. Another pshat that I saw from Ramosha, Ramosha says that pshat is Ein Malaman El Pni El Taira, is when a child is young. Yes, perhaps when a person gets older, he has to be concerned about panosa, he has to be concerned about learning other things. But when a child is young, then he should devote all of his time and energy to learning Taira. And in fact, Ramosha goes on to say that in the same tshuva, that a person is permitted to take out insurance policies and life insurance policies, and it's not considered a chesaron in emuna or bitachin, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. Says the Gemara, Sha'adam Sha'kol Omnis Enikain, all other jobs aren't like Torah. Sha'adam Baladei Chayla Dei Zikna, in all other professions, if a person becomes sick or old, holiday yisurim, he is not well, any yachalasik b'malachtoi, he can no longer continue with his job, and a reimeis barov, and he'll die of hunger. Avatara enikain, Torah is not that way. El mishamritoi mikol rabin arosoi, it guards him from anything bad when he's young. The nice and light achris the sikna b'ziknusoi, and when he becomes old, it gives him a wonderful future and hope. And the rosu ma'oimer the kaiva Hashem yachlifu kayach b'ziknusoi oimer oid yenu m'seva the shenu v'ananim yiyu the kenu oimer v'Avram Avinu. And so it says regarding Avram Avinu, shenema v'Avram zokein ba b'yomim v'Hashem birchas Avram b'kol. Avram Avinu was blessed with everything as he became an old man. Mitzinu, as we find, Sha'asa Avram Avinu, as Kol HaTorah Kulat Shlei Nitna, he was Mekayim all of the Torah before it was given. Shenemar, Ekev HaShashama Avram, Koyli Yishma Mishmati, Mitzvoisai, V'chukai V'saraisai. Avram Avinu, even though the Torah wasn't yet given, fulfilled all of the Torah. And as the Mefarshim explained, how did Avram Avinu fulfill all the Torah if the Torah wasn't yet given? So Farshim say that what Avram Avinu did was, that's like we know the Ramach Mitzvah say, Pishtom Mitzvah say, his Avarim, his limbs on their own were tuned to the Torah to act according to that way. Another one more pshat that will say in the name of Ramei Shapiro, in Toiv Shebaroifim Abagahenim, we know that Shemon Esrei, it's called Shemon Esrei because it has 18 brachas. One of the 18 brachas is Refa'enu, that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us refuah, because we know that all of the refuah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Rofei who doesn't believe in Refa'enu, a doctor who believes that health is in his power, so he only believes that there are 17 brachas. Toiv, if he's Shabaroifim, a doctor only believes in 17 brachas, he doesn't understand that there's the 18th bracha, the bracha of Rifa'enu L'Gehenim, such a doctor will end up in Gehenim. Tanur Rabbanot, we learned in a brisa, Kol Shasokov Imanoshim, anybody who has a business that requires him to be involved with women, Surara, will have a bad character, because coming into these kind of professions causes a person to develop a bad character. Kigoin, who are such examples? Hatsofim, people are goldsmiths, they make jewelry. Fasarikim, people who comb the wool for women's garments, Hanukkahs, handmill cleaners, the women come to him with their mills, the Haroichlim, peddlers of women's toiletries, Hagadim, weavers, Hasaparim, barbers, even barber for children, because the women bring their children to the barber for haircuts, Hakaifsim, launderers, Hagara is a bloodletter, we'll discuss a bloodletter more in a moment, Vabalon is a bathhouse attendant, the person that works by the mikvah, Vaburski is a tanner. Says the Braisa further, Eim Amidim Mehem, people who have these professions should not be appointed, not to be a melech, v'loi kain gadol, nor to be a kain gadol. My tama, loi mishin b'sili, not because there's something that's disqualified. I'm sure the zilam is nice, they have the meaning profession. But it's interesting to note that the Menachas Chinuch says that this din is only when we're appointing an individual to be a king. So the Mishnah, the Braisa is teaching us that such individuals, people who have these professions, should not be appointed to these type of positions. However, if somebody is the son of a king, and therefore he's being appointed to this position to succeed his father, even if this is one of his professions, he may be appointed to that position. Tanur Rabbanan, Asar Dvarim Nem Begara. There were 10 things said regarding a person who's a bloodletter. Mahalach al Tzidai, he walks on his side, which is in an arrogant manner. Ruch HaGasa, he's conceited. The Nitl of Yoshev, he reclines when he sits. In other words, all these things is because he's arrogant. Well, why does a bloodletter feel this arrogance? So Mepharshim explained, because he believes that people's lives are in his hands. Bloodletting was the most common refuah in those times, and that's why he acts in this arrogant manner. Ain't it Sarah? He's stingy. We know that the Gemara says in a number of places that after someone had their blood let, they would have to eat a good meal, and usually the bloodletter would eat at the home of his patients, which would develop a habit of stinginess. Ain't it Roy? He looks bad at people. He hopes that people get sick, so they should have to come to him for his services. Oichel Harbe, he's used to eating much, because again, after a person goes through the bloodletting procedure, they usually eat a healthy meal that doesn't create, which is a lot of food and doesn't create a lot of waste. Choshar al Arayis, we're concerned that he's promiscuous because he comes in contact with women who need his services. Val Agezel, he also is concerned about robbery because he tries to convince the women that they should take these treatments, and they steal the money from the husbands. Val Shvichas Damim, sometimes he lets out too much blood from the patient, which could chas v'shalom endanger the patient's life. Darsh v'akapara, l'alam yilmat adam espanoi umnas nekiy v'kala. A person should always teach his son an eat clean and easy trade. So Farshim asks, isn't that something that we already learned in the Mishnah? What is Bakapara coming to teach us? So Mepharshim explained that he's coming to teach us that one should teach this publicly. Part of a Rav's drasha is to teach his community that they should teach their sons Umnas Nakiya V'Nakala. Ask them, Ramayi, what is an example of a Umnas Nakiya V'Nakala? Amar Rav Yehuda, T'machta Tamliusa, stitching and furrows. It's a type of embroidery which wasn't a very hard job, but was very lucrative. Tanya Rebbe Oimer, Ein lecha umna shayveres min oilam. Every job is needed. Every type of profession, we need all different types of profession. Asher mi shirayas hayrav b'umnas m'ula. Happy is someone who sees his parents who have an easy, superior type of job. Oiloi lemi shirayas harb umnas m'guma. Woe is to somebody whose parents don't have such a position. And as the Mepharshim explained, because typically a child will follow in the footsteps of his parents and take the same type of profession as his parents, and therefore a person should be careful to have. So wonderful is it for a person who has such a situation. The world needs people who work with perfume and people who work with tannery. Leather usually was a job that had a bad odor. Asher Misham Nosa Basam, Ba'oiloi Misham Nosa Burski. Yafshal Oilam Beloi Zacharim Beloi Nekevus. The world needs males and females. Asher Misham Bonav Zacharim. Wonderful, you have boys. Ba'oiloi Lid Bonav Nekevus. And all the Mepharshim ask, what does the Gemara say that it's not good to have girls? First of all, we know the world needs girls. We learned the Masechta Yevamis that one isn't Mekayim, the Mitzvah Pur Revu, unless he has both male and female. So what is the Gemara saying that you need to have boy, that you should only have boys? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that Zacharim means usually represents somebody who's Mashpia, who influences others. The Kavis are Mushpon, people who are influenced. But what we're learning here is, better is it for a person to be someone who's in a position that influences others versus somebody who is influenced by others. Another pshat, we go back to something that we discussed at the beginning of our Masechta. The halacha is that men are mechuyev in all mitzvahs asay, women are potter in mitzvahs asay shezman groma. In other words, what that means is men are always obligated to learn Torah, men are always obligated to do mitzvahs. Women, there are times that they are doing mitzvahs and there are times that they are not doing mitzvahs. What the Gemara is teaching us is, it's wonderful to be in the category of a person who's always doing mitzvahs, like a zacher. There is no time element that says this time you don't have to do mitzvahs, versus a person who isn't always doing mitzvahs, isn't always learning Torah. Remei Omer, Lo'olam Yomer Adam Lebanoi Umnes Nekiyah V'Kala Yivakish Rachman. But whatever trade you learn, you always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should daven L'misha Oishav and Nechasm Shaloi She'ein Anias Min Umnes Ve'en Ashiris Min Umnes. A wealth or poverty is not based on one's trade. L'misha Oishav Shaloi She'nam Aliyah Kesav Aliyah Zov Num Hashem Tzvakish. Did you ever see animals or birds that have a trade? Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, I never saw a deer who has to work with dried figs, the Ari Sabal or a lion that was a porter, the Shul Chemveni or a fax that has a store, the Haim Spanis and Shloibitzar, all of them have panosa without a lot of hard work. The Haim Loin Livru Elul Hashem Sheni. And they were only created to serve me. I was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They who were created to serve me are able to sustain themselves without any great trouble. I who was created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly I should have panosa without any tsar. I acted inappropriately and that's how I lost my panosa. As Mepharshim say, the word kipeach and the word pikeach are the same letters. If a person is a pikeach, he's smart, he recognizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by recognizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he acts appropriately. Otherwise, kipeach, if he doesn't act smartly, he will chas v'sham lose his panosa. Rav Neroi Omer Maniach Ani Kol Umnes. Tanya Rav Neroi Omer Maniach Ani Kol Umnes Sheba Olam. I will set aside all other trades. Vein Malamnes Bnei El Torah. Shekol Umnes Sheba Olam. All other trades. Ein Amadus Loyal Bein Medusoi. When you're young and you're strong, you could take these jobs. Avu Meizuk Nosoi Harei Mutl Barav. When a person is old, these jobs won't help him. Avu Torah Enekein. It helps the person when he's young. The Mashal explains that because through learning Torah, a person amasses zechusim, and because he has those zechusim, they help him throughout his entire life. I saw a beautiful vart. There are people that rely completely on the yichus. They come from great grandparents, from very special families, and they say that they therefore don't have to act appropriately. They can rely on the yichus. Hadron lach asar yuchsin. If all a person does is hadron lach to
to look back at his yichus and doesn't work on himself, learn Torah himself, and do mitzvahs by himself, the salikuluch masach the kedusha. That's the way he's going to lose the kedusha, the kedusha. What is the right way for a person to act? A person should, of course, be proud to be a member of Klal Yisrael, to be proud of his yichus. But a person has to learn Torah himself. A person has to do mitzvahs himself, as we just learned. And by that way, with that combination, he will taka have kedusha in his life. He will bring kedusha to his life. He will bring kedusha to his family. He will bring kedusha to Klal Yisrael, until we all will be zoicha b'kara b'yameinu to see this galus of kedusha Hashem. We should all be vehicles to create constantly a kiddush shem shemayim. That is the ultimate purpose of our raising families, to be oivdei Hashem, v'loimdei terasoi, and to bring kedusha v'tahara into the world.